You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Our Ask a Pastor segment is going to be brought to us by our pastor for the week, who is Pastor Clifford Nhlapo. Pastor Clifford Nhlapo is going to be giving us some perspective on what we are trying to get to for today. Our question for today is, how do you interpret the relationship between faith and works in salvation? How do you interpret the relationship between faith and works in salvation? That's our question for today. And as soon as we are connected to the good pastor, we will be able to get into our conversation for today. And I do believe that we do have the pastor on the line, Pastor Clifford Nhlapo. Good afternoon to you, sir. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. Our question for today is, how do you interpret the relationship between faith and works in salvation?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Reference point to this discussion is the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Verse 6, which says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's a very important, if
because I'm not quite sure what's happening with your line, Mfundisi. If you allow me, please, let me try and call you back again, because our line is not clear. We're missing out on a lot of what you're saying, and we would love to hear everything you say. So I'm going to drop your line. I'm going to call you back again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. All right. We are going to try and get the pastor back on the line, with the hope that the line we are going to get this time around would be much clearer with the one that we had initially. Let's see if we cannot hear the pastor. Pastor Nhlapo, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
I can, Mfundisi. All right, go ahead, Mfundisi. You were saying Romans chapter 11. Go ahead.
The book of Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews, rather, yes. 6. Yes.
The book of Hebrews, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. Now, notice that only faith is mentioned in that text. Works are not mentioned, which is very interesting, because for the to be successful, complete, symbiotic, a relationship between faith and works. It can never be full. You need the two together for salvation to be complete. Now, faith is that which informs works. In other words, it is the foundation. Faith is the reference point that begins. Works are an outcome, that a result of a faith experience. And so it is very, very critical the two together. Without faith, for instance, works are just a human activity, really, devoid of salvation. You therefore need to ensure that you have a healthy balance between faith and works for the salvation project to be complete.
So, how do we strike that balance, Mfundisi? I appreciate that there needs to be a healthy balance between faith and works, but how do we strike that balance? How do we know we're overdoing the faith thing or overdoing the works thing? Just navigate our, help us navigate our way through the striking of this balance you're teaching us about today.
Well, faith, as I said already, is where it begins. It begins with you hearing. It comes through hearing the word. Faith comes through accepting Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. The minute you do that, faith is like purchasing a vehicle. You then need to fill it up. You need to fill it up. So you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That is purchasing the vehicle. But then it is not going anywhere in a hurry until you are infused, until you are injected with the faith factor, which is the fuel that you need in your Christian experience. But the car is still stationary. The car is brand new. It is excited. It has just, it's like accepting Jesus. The car has just been injected with faith. But it is stationary. It is immobile. You then need to turn that engine. You then need to move and begin to serve. Mm. That is what we call works.
Okay.
Now, notice that without faith, works are irrelevant. All right? Works are irrelevant. And salvation, therefore, is what I call a rumor. It is something that is neither here nor there.
Right.
Salvation becomes real when there is a coexistence. I'm going to use that word again, a healthy balance of faith and works together. It then produces a wonderful, glorious experience that we call salvation.
Is it ever possible to do too much work and not enough faith? Is it ever possible to do too much faith and not enough works?
It is possible to do too much work, to be a busybody without the Spirit of the Lord with you, like Saul, King Saul. It is possible to be here, to be over there, but you are not drawing from the reservoir that the Lord gives, and that is faith. In other words, it is possible to be a leader, even in the church of God, and to take up Christian leadership when the anointing of the Lord is not with you. It is therefore very important that whatever we do should always, at all times, be informed by the abundance of faith that is at our disposal. Now, I wish to look at it the other way now. Your question is it possible to have so much faith but very little works? I would rather have faith. I would rather have this reservoir, the abundance of faith in me before I move. For instance, I always say to groups of people, before you become a missionary, a doer, you must be a visionary. Now, faith is that which makes us visionaries. Works is that which makes us missionaries. So it is very important, therefore, that you should have an abundance of faith, I would argue. It is very important that you would have an abundance of vision, I would argue. It is very important that you'd have a very powerful conviction of who Jesus is in your life, and that is faith, before you venture into even uncharted waters where works would then be visible. So I would rather have faith rather than have works and very little faith.
Final question, Funes, and I'll let you go. Do we have an example, perhaps in the Bible, of a person who had works but no faith? And conversely, do we have an example of a person who had faith but no works?
I wish I would give you, I spoke about leadership in Christian leadership, even in the church, without the anointing, you know, of a leader like Saul that would lead, you know, that would lead. And everyone assumed that the person is actually leading from the point of view of faith, of the anointing, of the power of the Holy Spirit, when the person was empty. He was running on empty because the anointing had been taken away. But the works were visible. They were still on the throne. They were still instructing. And we unfortunately, for you today in this presentation, may not give you a biblical reference.
Not a problem.
But your listenership would recall the narrative of King Saul,
right?
Who led, you know, without the anointing.
That's
so
all right.
Yes, it is possible. It is possible even in contemporary times, in
right.
postmodern times, in the Christian church today, to be so busy for other ulterior motives, coming from other sources other than the faith source.
Right.
Today, we can, in fact, lead in God's church, not because of the faith factor, but because
right.
of the image you have in that local church, the status you have, the education, the money you have, and so forth, when in actual fact you are running on empty, the anointing is not there.
Okay.
So yes, I think in our next submission to the listenership, which I believe would be tomorrow,
yes,
I will touch briefly on this with specific references. Yes.
Not a problem. Funes, thank you very much for your time and your insights. I'm looking forward to your presentation tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, brother.
Blessing to you.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So that's our Ask a Pastor for this week. Pastor Clifford Ndlapo giving us some perspective, some insights, answering the question, can or how do you interpret the relationship between faith and works in salvation? You heard the analogy there of fuel in the car, but the car still needs to move. I liked it. I thought it was remarkable.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.